This is NoBS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2511. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Hope you enjoyed Thanksgiving if you're in the United States or in some place in the world that celebrates the holiday. And I hope it was a lovely time and your family and you didn't misbehave during the food fest. And I'm back today, back to a normal schedule. I'll take a little time off between Christmas and New Year's and be back again after the first of the year. I'll figure out what the date is and mention it in a later podcast. Today's show is one of those questions that might be asked of you as a C-suite professional, you as a leader in an organization. And I'll just say, I hope you find this show helpful. I hope you give it a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. It does help other people if you share it. If you watch it on YouTube at some point in the future, give it a thumbs up. Do something that lets people know it was worthwhile because it does help the show quite a bit. And with that, we'll be back in just one moment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's a fun C-suite interview question. Tell me about a mistake you made. And no one likes owning up to a mistake, but you know you got to do this. So the first thing starts off with, choose the right mistake. Now, obviously, you're not going to talk about the one where you caused your firm to lose a huge amount of money or you bankrupted your organization. You're not that stupid, are you? So I'll just simply say, maybe you talk about a miscommunication or a misunderstanding, or you operated at too high a level and trusted the details to someone else without follow-up, or you missed a deadline. You know, I don't want to say these are trivial things, but they are less critical things than getting into a fight with someone or doing something destructive that wound up costing the firm tens of millions of dollars. So lay out the situation clearly. And if we were working with a formula, you know, it might be the SOAR framework: situation, objective, action, result, or situation, obstacle, action, result. And I'll just simply say, lay out the situation. What was the mistake you made? What did you do that proved problematic? How would you address this mistake in the moment? Like, what did you do? And from there, it's what you learned from it, how you're going to avoid this going forward. And thus, this isn't a hard question, but you're going to have to act or perform in a particular way in order to deliver the right results. So it could be something along the lines of, boy, this brings me back. And there was a time, I'd say about 10 years ago, I was new at a VP role where, and then you lay out the situation and then you roll your eyes a little bit and you shake your head and notice there's a theater to this. You can't just be factual. You have to be a human being and then come back to the eyes and conclude by talking about the learning from this, how you've done things in the future to avoid recreating this. No problem like this has ever occurred. You haven't completely delegated. You made someone report to you with what their progress was, to use one of those examples. And I learned my lesson big time because I took a lot of heat for that mistake, and deservedly so. So part of that is owning up to it. So not a tough question. It is one that is a common one to be asked by the search firm or the search committee. I'm Jeff Alpin. Hope you found this helpful. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's a ton there in the blog that'll help you. In addition, you can schedule time for interview coaching with me, schedule time for any aspect of the job search lifecycle to get advice about that. Find out about my courses, books, and guides. There's a lot there to help. Also, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And if you don't want to go over to my website now, at a minimum, put that address in your phone, thebiggamehunter.us, and in the notes field, put the phrase job search blog so you can return to it at a later date. Have a terrific day and be great.